On this Easter Sunday, we sing praise, give thanks for the resurrection of Jesus Christ, as it's told in Matthew 28:6, with an angel of God proclaiming, "He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay." Before the resurrection and the ascension of Jesus to heaven, there was the crucifixion. And there's actually a reluctance of some church leaders and teachers to teach about the crucifixion and the blood of the cross. They say it's too violent, too gruesome, children shouldn't be subjected to talk like this. Any church leader who refuses to teach about the blood of Jesus is a false teacher, since this is what they're telling others to turn away from. In Isaiah 53:5-6, "But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all." As Jesus says in Matthew 26:28, "For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Romans 5:9, "Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." In Ephesians 1:7, we're taught, "In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace." Move over to Ephesians 2:13, "But now in Christ Jesus, you who were once far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ." In Colossians 1:13-14, "He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." Moving up to verses 19-20, "For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross." Also in 1 Peter 1:18-20, "Knowing that you are not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." Without the blood of the cross, there is no salvation and redemption for those who say they walk in God's word.